نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, beloved youth and children, the esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Tonight is the 14th of Sha'ban 1446 in Makkah Mukarramah, Madina Munawwara, Masjid al-Aqsa, Palestine, South Africa, and more than 90% of the Muslim countries, non-Muslim countries. So we thank Almighty Allah Jalla Wala for that bounty and grace and mercy of His that is showering upon us every moment and every minute. Our topic for today is that what is the meaning of Sha'ban? What are the virtues of Sha'ban? Which events, important events and significant events took place during this month? So at least that much we should know, and then what are we expected to do from now till tomorrow? As we know, we belong to the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and we believe that tomorrow night, Laylatul Nisfi min Sha'ban, Laylatul Bara'ah, 15th night of Sha'ban, is an auspicious night, and that is part of our belief, and we will give you the references as well. MashaAllah. The youngsters are giving me water. My petrol is finished already. Story time. They like stories, these children. That's why they're sitting in the first surf. So last week I was in Botswana. I had programs with Allah's help in Khabaroni, then in Lobatse, and then in Kandia. So wherever I went, and I told them, call all the children here in front. So first 10 came, then 20, then 50, 60, 70. Then they realized, but this guy is giving out money, you know. So when I gave them 10 rand, so these lighties, all sharpshooters also, so they brought the 10 rand back and they say, no, give me 10 pula, because the pula got more value than the South African money. You see? So now while I'm lecturing, we busy also making all trading business, you know. But today, Yazi ko Mali. So no Mali today. You know Mali? No money today. We make dua for you, alright? You all become Hafiz, inshaAllah. All become great, great ulama, inshaAllah. First point of discussion for you ulama students, anybody who knows Arabic, there was a great scholar there in Makkah Mukarramah, alhamdulillah, we met him several times, Sheikh Muhammad Alawi Al-Maliki. He and his father, both great scholars of hadith. So Sheikh Muhammad Alawi Al-Maliki wrote a book, rahimahullah, both passed away, Maza fi Sha'ban. Which events, important events, took place in the month of Sha'ban. So he starts his kitab like this, what is the meaning of Sha'ban? So he says, Sha'ban min al-shi'bi. And shi' means at-tariqu fi. When you go in the mountain, you find different pathways. So that is the meaning of Sha'ban. So it means tariqul khair. There are so many different avenues for us to do good deeds. Sha'ban, and all are proven from Quran Sharif, Sunnah Mubarakah, the Salaf Isali, our pious predecessors, beloved Sahaba radiallahu anhum, and the Awliyaullah. So therefore, we should never ever think that this is something that we have brought from our own side and so forth. If you study the Quran Sharif, Surah 49, Surah Hujurat, verse number 13, you will find a similar word there as well. Ya ayyuhan nas, O humankind, inna khalaqnakum min dhakarin wa unsa. We created you from one male and one female. That is Adam and Eve, Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam and Sayyida Hawa radiallahu anha. We reject all the theory of evolution. They say their fathers were chimpanzees and monkeys, and we reject all that. وَجَعَلْنَاكُمْ شُؤُوبًا, and we made you into different nations. So how they shu'uba means different nations. O Ummah and Muslimah, Shaban means different actions we should do. Wa qabaila, and Allah made you into different tribes. Lita'arafu, so you recognize one another. You go for Hajj, you go for Umrah, you go overseas and you see people from diverse countries. What languages speak? You go to India alone, more than 1,000 dialects they have there. So all this is just to recognize one another. But what is the criteria by Almighty Allah? Inna akramakum indallahi atqakum. The most noble of you by Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is the one who has the greatest taqwa and piety in Allah consciousness. Today, me and you brothers, 99-95% of us, we are sanctimonious. We have a double identity. That is, when we are in front of the public, then we somebody else, we play pious. But when we in khalwa and privacy, then it is another story. No, remember, we must have that ta'zeem, that love for Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, for Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam at all times, all places, and that will develop the taqwa and the khashya and the love for Almighty Allah Jalla Wala and the fear for Almighty Allah. So that is as far as the meaning goes. What are the virtues of this month? Authentic hadith, Usama bin Zayd radiallahu an. You know who's Usama bin Zayd? His title is Hibnu Hibbi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The father is beloved. The son is beloved. The father was very fair in complexion. The son was a little bit dark in complexion. So some people used to pass unsavory remarks. Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to love father and son. Allah jalla wala loved Zayd so much. Zayd bin Haritha. He is the only Sahabi radiallahu anhu arda, that his name is Nami Isme Grami. His name is mentioned in the Noble Quran. Falamma qada Zaidun. So his son, remember, is Usama bin Zaid. When the Master alayhi salatu salam was in his fatal illness, then he said at that time, As-salah, guard your salat, whether you are musafir, safaran wa hadaran, whether you are at home or you are traveling, and wama malakat aymanukum, and over whom you have authority, fulfill their rights, your wife, your children, your employees, and your students, whoever else you have authority over, fulfill their rights. And then, وَنَفِّذُوا جَيْشَ أُسَامَةً. Usama radiallahu anhu was a young person, and he is the last commander-in-chief the Master alayhi salatu salam sent out. You must remember that, because he was so beloved, so their title became Hibb ibn Hibb Rasulillah, father beloved to Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The son Usama beloved to Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, why do you fast so much in this month of Sha'ban? You know you are a businessman. You have your business calendar and you have your financial calendar, and then you have to sort out your assets and your liabilities and what have you. So remember, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I want my whole year's actions to be raised up to Almighty Allah. So I am fasting and my whole year's actions will be raised to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So the Master Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam set the precedent for humanity and posterity that the month of Sha'ban you should be fasting. And then In Tirmidhi Sharif it is mentioned, Sahaba asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ayyu sawmi afdal ba'da Ramadan? Which fast is the best after Ramadan? Qala an-Nabiyul Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sawmu Sha'ban li ta'zimi Ramadan. The fast of Sha'ban is the best out of respect and honor for the month of Ramadan. So imagine all this the Master alayhi salatu salam taught us, qawlan wa fa'lan. The speech Mubarak and even in his actions, Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu anha, the honorable spouses and wives of the Master alayhi salatu salam state that the Master alayhi salatu salam never kept 2 months consecutive fast besides Sha'ban and Ramadan. Ramadan we know is mandatory and compulsory, and every day almost 1, 2, 3 days maybe the Master alayhi salatu salam would not fast. So me and you, today was the 13th, tonight is the 14th. So some of you brothers, sisters, you care, you keep 13, 14, 15. So that is excellent. You never kept fast today, no problem. So tomorrow, Thursday, is sunnah to fast. So you fast Thursday, Friday, so that's also good. You know in English, what we say? We say, what you say? You children answer. You small one, big, bigger. Then? Bigger, small, smaller. So when we were in school your age and the teacher asked the question, good, then what you say? Good, Buddha. Then next one? Good, Buddha, goodest. So we don't go good, Buddha, goodest. It go good, better, best. So if you fast only on Friday, so good. You keep Thursday, Friday, so that's better. And you keep Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, mashallah, that's the best of the best. However, we all must know, life is all about al-aham fal-aham, the law of priority. So you see, many a time, the Satan, Shaitan, Lucifer, he knows how to deceive me and you. وَزَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ أَعْمَالَهُمْ Shaitan beautifies, embellishes, adorns our actions. So now I have 20 qaza, 50 qaza, 30 qaza. I'm giving example. From the time I became baligh and mature. So I'm not keeping that qaza, but I am worried about my Sha'ban fast. My Ramadan fast is compulsory. Then Shawwal fast. Thereafter will come Muharram fast. So I feel very good. Meta buzruq ban gaya. I'm keeping all these fasts. But Baji, what about all these other fasts that are compulsory upon you? Same thing with our salat. Maybe we're reading a lot of tahajjud. We are reading awwabin, ishraq, salatul duha, chant. I am not suggesting you mustn't read it. What I am informing you, brothers, sisters, esteemed listeners, is this. You must spend more time with your qaza salat, that outstanding. You must spend more time with your qaza fast that was compulsory upon you. Then you worry, quarter of it, one third of it. Then you keep your qaza fast, you keep most of the time. And then one third of it, for example, today, tomorrow. So say tomorrow, you keep qaza fast. And then Friday, you keep the fast for Sha'ban. So try and balance it a little bit. Remember that not only we are busy with the nafil and sunnah and voluntary, and then we have selective amnesia that we conveniently abandon and neglect our first salat, which we are not reading at all, which we have neglected it all totally. So that is not right. So it's like a businessman. You are vepari. If you bought stuff from the merchants, you have to pay them 30 days, 60 days, 90 days. Now you're not doing that, but you're giving to this madrasa, you're giving to this darulum, you're giving to this masjid, you're giving to this orphanage. So that's good. But what about your outstanding debts, which is mandatory, compulsory upon you? So we need to understand al-aham fal-aham. Authority in Islam. That is of paramount importance, remember. Allah will not question us, why didn't you fast in Sha'ban? But Allah will question us regarding the Ramadan fast and the qada. Allah will question us about our salat. The hadith is mentioned in Tirmidhi Sharif, أَوَّلُ مَا يُحَاسَبُ بِهِ الْعَبْدُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ الصَّلَاةِ. That Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, one of the first things Allah will question us on the day of justice is our salat and so forth. So all this is the muqaddama and the introduction. Now we come to the main topic. The main topic is Al-Waqi'at fi Sha'ban. Which important events, incidents took place during this month of Sha'ban? We must know our history, my brothers, sisters, my beloved children. Our history is not written in black and white. Our history is written in black and red. The black ink of the ulama-i Rabbani, ulama-i Haqqani, the true scholars, remember that, who gave their life for Islam. And the mujahideen, those who were dicing with death, and the shuhada. Look at Gaza al-Mubarakah. Did you ever think the army chief of Israel, he released the figures now, and he said, they, Israel, against Hamas, lost 11,000 soldiers, 71,000 soldiers injured, 15 of them totally, remember, permanently disabled. On the radio, I say, they in the transit zone to go straight to Jahannam, you see. Allah give hidayah to something else. So we say, and we don't have to fear anybody in the world. What is the truth? Well, haqqu wa haqqu ayyutaba. We have to speak that. Our stance is this, one settler, one bullet will settle the issue forever. That is our stance. You must remember that. So you must remember that this, the shuhada, what things? They taught the world what is izzah. You know, you all play cards and all that more than we. You all know all how to. You guys know how to shuffle the cards even with one hand and all that. You know, you masters. So in that pack of cards, you have a trump card. And in the pack of cards, what else you have? The joker. You know cards. Huh? What cards you know? Only smoking cards. So you must remember that. Birinu card. So we must remember this. So the trump card, it's not by Trump the Joker. The Trump card is the Hamas. Hamas will dictate the terms. So that are what they did. They brought izzah, they brought honor to this ummah. We need to understand that. Now start with all the incidents. It is the 15th of Sha'ban. Tomorrow night is 15th Sha'ban. What happened in our history on 15 Sha'ban, my brothers? Allama Qurtubi rahimahullah writes, and in this book, Madha fi Sha'ban, also you will find it there. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam leaves Makkah Mukarramah, the place of Miladun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. 53 years the Master alayhi salam spent there. Tears rolling down. إِنَّكِ لَا حَبُّ الْبِلَادِ إِلَيَّا لَوْ لَا أَخْرَجُونِ مِنْكَ مَا خَرَجْتُ. Oh Makkah, you are so beloved to me. But these people persecuted me. They are persecuting our people. So now I'm leaving, going in exile and hijrah. But I love you the most, O Makkah Mukarramah. Then the Master alayhi salatu salam faces Masjidul Aqsa. That is our Qibla, Ula, our first Qibla. So count, you count. So you can count the Islamic ones. So Rabi'ul Awwal, he Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, makes his entry day into Quba. You are my daughters, you are my sisters. Do you know what happened when the Master alayhi salatu salam came? Then these children, the daughters of Banu Najjar, they are the daughters of Banu Najjar, the carpenters. First day they went out to welcome and receive the Master alayhi salam, but nothing happened. Second day they went. Third day they went. First time in their life they're going to see the countenance Mubarak alayhi salam. They're going to see Thaniyas Nain, Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu wa rida. They went, small goddaughters of Medina, 4, 5, 6 years old. In the hand they had the duff, the doof. No jingles, nothing. The tambourine. And they're hitting. And the Master alayhi salam is coming nearer. Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu is coming nearer. And what did they say? Welcoming the Master alayhi salam. Open Ibn Majah, open the Seerah Kitabs. نَحْنُ جَوَارٍ مِّن بَنِ النَّجَّارِ نَحْنُ جَوَارٍ مِّن بَنِ النَّجَّارِ We are the daughters of the Najjar tribe, the carpenters. نَحْنُ جَوَارٍ مِّن بَنِ النَّجَّارِ يَا حَبَّذَا مُحَمَّدٌ جَارِ How excellent today! He Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam is our neighbor, is our Mubarak Parosi. Where can we ask for anything better? How they love the Master alayhi salam. Small daughters of Medina Munawwara. Take lesson, O Ummah. Then the Master alayhi salam, salat time, started facing Majidul Aqsa. Rabiul Awwal, the first year of the Hijrah. Second year of the Hijrah, 15th of Sha'ban. Therefore in Bukhari Sharif you will find 17 months they faced Majidul Aqsa. But the Master alayhi salatu salam's heart's desire was looking at the sky. قَدْ نَرَى تَقَلُّبَ وَجِكَ فِي السَّمَاءِ The Master alayhi salam looking, Ya Allah, my heart's desire is, I want to face Baytullah Ka'bah Musharrafa. Ummah, on the 15th night of Sha'ban, fi sanati saniya, in the second year of the Hijrah, Allah Jalla Wala revealed the verse. Reveal the verse, how? See the usloob, the methodology, the balagha, the rhetoric, the style of the Quran. Ya Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are the best of Allah's creation. So Allah is addressing you first. فَوَلِّ وَجْهَكَ شَتْرَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ You turn your Mubarak countenance, your Mubarak body to the Baytullah, the Kaaba Musharrafa. Ya Allah, we are ordinary mortals, we are ordinary people, what about us? So Allah revealed the verse. فَوَلُّوا هُجُوَكُمْ شَتْرَ You Ummah also, you must start facing the Baytullah Kaaba Musharrafa. Therefore today, nobody is allowed to read Salat in the direction of Masjidul Aqsa. First time I went, story time you children. First time I went in 74, I went from Karachi, I was studying. My beloved parents came from South Africa. They wanted I must come home, they never sent me. You know parents were to do it. So I told them, no, I don't want to come home, you'll come here. They performed Hajj already in 63. So they came, so they spent 5 weeks, I spent 6 weeks. So we went for ziyarat. Now I'm the big mu'allim, like first time I'm going with us, taking chances also. So we go to Masjid al-Qiblatain. Maulana, what's up? Maulana Abid, I don't know, he's here. Ek ajeeb waqia. So when we went to Masjid al-Qiblatain, you see this, you call the mihrab, you call the niche. So when you went in 74, they had the mihrab here also, and they had the mihrab there also. So these Pakistanis and Indians, simple people, first time in their life they sit in a plane. They say, Yahabi mihrab hai to chalo is taraf bhi namaz padh le. So in Masjid al-Qiblatain, I saw myself, some people reading Salat towards Makkah and some reading towards Aqsa. You know, simple people, they don't know. Now they close all that obviously, but people when they go, they don't see something. So when I take the groups and then, you know where I used to go, I say in Masjid al-Qiblatain, see on top, right on top. So they got a musalla there like this, and a musalla is there to show that this was the direction towards Aqsa al-Mubarak. But in those days, 60s, 70s, they had a proper mihrab. Now people are simple. Any direction you find mihrab was namaz parlo. You know what I mean? So that is simple people. So that is what happened, first incident. That the masla called Tahweelul Qibla. The Qibla changed on the 15th of Sha'ban in the second year of the Hijrah. Next incident. You must remember on the 16th of Sha'ban, Allah Jalla Wala made Siyam and made fasting compulsory upon the soul. Chapter number 2, verse number 183. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu kutiba alaykumus siyam kama kutiba alal ladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqun. to Almighty Allah says, fasting is compulsory upon you as it was compulsory upon the nation generations before you, so that you develop the quality of taqwa through piety and Allah consciousness. So fasting, my brothers, is not the distinction of this ummah. So what is the distinction of this ummah? Siyamu Ramadan. To fast during the month of Ramadan, that is the distinction of this ummah. No ummah can fast during the month of Ramadan. What is the meaning of Ramadan? Hey, you small children, what is the meaning of Ramadan? Anybody answer 10 rand, not 10 pula. Come now, the radio people are waiting for your answer. Huh? What meaning? Let me give the answer, just on my 10, then I'll go away also, you see. Remember, you just sit one guess, it comes out right. So nobody got the answer right. Ramadan means tahriqu zunub, to burn the sins. But today's Muslim, he says, I want to break my fast with a biri, you see. So I said, Baji, you want to have a biri iftar time, but you're making dua. Allahumma jirna minan nar. Ya Allah, save us from the fire. Last week we had a question on the radio. He said, I'm in Umrah, but if I don't smoke, I'll lose my temper. So I asked him, how in Ramadan you control your temper? You see, brothers, people just look for excuses. So from now, not wait for Ramadan. We don't even know whether we will reach Ramadan or not. We make dua to Almighty Allah, hadith in Mishkat Sharif. Allahumma barik lana fi Shaban wa balighna Ramadan. Ya Allah, take us to Ramadan and let us experience another Ramadan. Hadith in Mishkat in Abwabul Jumu'ah and in Darakut, and you will find in Kanzul Ummal. You will find in Kanzul Ummal and in Tabarani another hadith narrated by Ubadah bin Samit radiallahu anhu. And what did he say? That Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us the dua. I just read the plural collectively. Allahumma sallimna li Ramadan. Ya Allah, save us for Ramadan. See, yesterday Port Elizabeth Jutaneg, our brother Ibrahim Jiva was kidnapped. Allah's fazal, Allah's karam. And today they found him, he's back home. So we all must make special dua. Allah protect us at all time, all places. Surah 12, verse number 64. Surah Yusuf, فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِظًا وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Allah is the best protector. Allah is the most merciful one to show mercy. So Allahumma sallimna li Ramadan. Ya Allah, you save us, protect us for Ramadan. Wa sallim Ramadan alana, and save Ramadan for us. No wars, no plandemic, and no scamdemic, and no vaccine stories, you know, all that we had previously. So Allah protect us, and all our broken efforts, our speech, وَسَلِّمْهُ لَنَا مُتَقَبَّلًا. Ya Allah, you accept it in your court. So think about it, my brothers, sisters, children. From now, we have to make Ramadan effective in our life, and that is from now we start burning and incinerating the sins and so forth and so on. So fasting became compulsory in the second year of the Hijrah. It was the 16th of Ramadan. Quickly, a lesson of history I want to give you. In the 11th year of the Hijrah, he Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's demise took place. Then 30 years was Khulafa'i Rashidin. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu, Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, and Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu, Sayyidina Hassan bin Ali, the son of Sayyidina Fatima radiallahu anhu, the son of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. He ruled for 6 months. He's part of the Khulafa'i Rashidin, according to us, the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. In the year 41, he, Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu, resigned. And then he went from Iraq to Damascus. He handed over the Khilafat, the Imarat, the leadership to Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. And that is how the Umayyad dynasty started there. And that carried on for 1991, 92 years plus minus. Thereafter, they had 14 Khulafa. Then the Abbasid dynasty came, and Khalifa Harun Rashid and all of them, they were there in Iraq. This dynasty carried on for 525 years, 37 Khulafa.
afar. And thereafter, brothers, pay attention now. You must remember was Khilafat Usmaniya, the Ottoman Empire. It ruled for 6 years. It never ruled countries. It ruled continents. Asia was ruled by them. And you must remember, half of Europe was run by them. North Africa was by them. So this was the Ottoman Empire. So it is the 19th. You must remember this date, ulama students. 19th of Shaban and the year Islamic calendar, 1293. Now we 1446. Sultan Abdul Hamid al-Thani, Sultan Abdul Hamid II, he becomes the Sultan, he becomes the ruler of the Ottoman Empire. When you study the Ottoman Empire, they ruled for 640 years. They had 37 khulafa and sultan and rulers. And he ruled, Sultan Abdul Hamid, for 33 years. And if you go to Turkey today, our brothers go to Turkey, I ask them, what you brought? He said, I brought Turkish delight. Nothing else he found Turkish delight. So I asked him, you brought Turkish delight, the two-leg one or something else, you understand? So you must remember this kind. You don't study, you must study the history, brothers. Who studied the Ottoman Empire is Suleiman Kanuni, Suleiman the Magnificent. He ruled for 48 years. In the 640 years, two people ruled for many decades. Suleiman Kanuni, Suleiman the Magnificent. He ruled, you must remember, for 48 years. And he, Sultan Abdul Hamid al-Thani, he ruled for 33 years. Imagine. So now, my brothers, this has to do with what you are seeing now. The founding fathers of Zionism, Theodor Herzl and them, they sent a message to him. We want to meet you. So he wasn't interested. And whatever signs they were making, and he just rejected. Herzl came and met him. He said, pay attention. He said that your Ottoman Empire is drowning in debts. We will give you £1 billion. Some kitab even wrote two. Let's take the minimum. £1 billion we will give you. You, Sultan Abdul Hamid al-Thani, you must give us a small portion of Palestine. It was under the Ottoman Empire. The golden answer this golden man gave, Sultan Abdul Hamid, he said, you speak of a small portion of Palestine, I must give you Zionists. This is now 1901 in all that, those times already. So 100 years, 25 years ago or so. So you must remember that he told them, I will not even give you the dust of Palestine. You can cut me to pieces and pieces. This land is waqf land, is amanat to this ummah, and it is not for sale to anybody. Oh ummah, this is your history, this is your legacy. But ma'al asafi shadeed, the truth of the matter is this. Unfortunately, that this ummah has forgotten the history. If you ask them today, the soccer players, cricket players, the Trump and all these characters, you must, they'll know. But our real leaders, our real Trump, God, remember, and people who were great scholars, great mujahideen, great leaders, he told them, cut my body to pieces, but I won't even give you the dust of Palestine. Ye to aab-e zar ke saath likhne ka qabil hai. You must take water in gold and write it there in your study. Write it there for your children, your students, to remember who were our leaders once upon a time. And today they want to negotiate and all this type of thing. You should understand that. You hear Qassam Brigade. Do you know who is Qassam? Izzuddin Qassam passed away in Shaban. Remember when he came to Palestine, he revived the jazba, the zeal of jihad, and he told them that we're going to liberate this land. And they never forgot that. So 1 century later, so you must remember, our Hamas, never feel shy to say that, it's our Hamas. They brought izzat to this ummah. They showed this ummah what is jihad. One jutla, one jutli going back. And then they take them for medical, and everyone say they stable condition. You read the story of Emily? Emily kept on looking at them, at the Mujahideen, when their faces are covered. And she told them, and this was on Israeli TV, and what they said, Emily told them, the water in Gaza, it tastes different. The water in Gaza, it tastes different. And I want to stay here, send somebody else in my place. She's telling our Mujahideen. So why? She saw the real man. She didn't see all this rifle guys, you know. So they got rifle here and everywhere and all this. No, she saw the real man. They never touched them, you understood? They asked them, did they touch you? He said, no. Sometimes they should put a towel between us and them. And then they play that game, what you call it, you know, you put the hand down, what you call it? So you must remember, but no skin-to-skin contact. So said, that is what they used to do with them. They used to protect us more than the Israeli army. They were prepared to shoot us dead. Today, Hafiz Basa and myself were coming. I like to read all these jutla-jutli news, you know. So then, today this incident happened. I don't understand this Hebrew words. But the newspaper's name is Yehuda Arnot or something. If you got me, my phone numbers, you will see it on the status. If you got my numbers, two numbers. So you will see it on the status. So, where the Gaza border is, so the Jutlas, they forever trigger happy. So remember, they saw one person they thought is their suspect. So they just pulled the trigger. When they went there, they saw it's a Jutla guy trying to commit suicide. So they shot their own guy. We say one less Jutla. A khuya juat as a doya juat. But now you brothers don't understand Afrikaans, what must I do? A khuya juat as a doya juat. They're recording me now as I speak. The Jutlas are recording me. Everyone they record. I get very happy. Hey Jutla, listen. We say, a khuya juat as a doya juat. A good Jew is a dead Jew. Ye as next was Sainah, next was a Jew. You are so stingy, just like a Jew. These Afrikaners, you must remember, they hate all this, they hated these people, but they like their money, you see. So therefore, they used to cut deals. Last portion of Shaban, at least remember this incident, you must remember that Mustafa Habibuna, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nikah Mubarak, was Sayyidah Hafsa radiallahu anha took place during this month of Shaban. So we belong to the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. We must love Allah Jalla wa'ala. Wal-lazina amanu ashaddu hubban lillah. We must love Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we must love who? Ahlul Bayt. Who is the Ahlul Bayt? Ahlul Bayt, the term is mentioned three times in the Quran. And remember, it first refers to the females. It referred to Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam's mother and them. It referred to Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam's wife, Sayyida Sara radiallahu anha. Open chapter 33, verse 33, and open the verses before that and after that. It refers to the Azwaj Mutahharat, the honorable wives of Nabi alayhi salatu salam. And then it includes the children of Nabi alayhi salam. It includes the grandchildren of the Master alayhi salam. It includes the son-in-law of Nabi alayhi salam. So you must get your belief structure right. So Mustafa, I end off today's talk with this. So remember, because time is up now, 3-4 minutes only I have left. And Ali radiallahu an, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu said, قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم مصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم said, أدبوا أولادكم على ثلاث خلال. Teach your children, teach your small children, your grandchildren, three qualities. حب نبيكم. Each one must love Nabi alayhi salam. وحب أهل البيت. They must love the family of the Master alayhi salam. And وحب تلاوت القرآن. And they must love the tilawat of Quran. May Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala make it a reality. We thank all the trustees here in this masjid, all the imams of Mawana Abid and Mawana Dawud Wahid. And we thank all the trustees of Radio Al-Ansar, Markaz Sahaba, the Capital Group, Haji Muhammad Ikhlas. Tomorrow
Tomorrow we will be there, inshallah, in Mountain Rise, and Maghrib to Isha, the talk will be, inshallah, Al-Aziz. So tomorrow night is the 15th night. One message I want to give you is Sahih Hadith. Today you will see messages are flying around. I met him. Sheikh Nasruddin Albani, rahimahullah, is considered the big scholar of Hadith. He's the old Salafis. So the Salafis said, hey, so they said today, somebody sent a message. He said there's no big night 15 Shaaban. So I posed the question to him, to Sudais. Then Chamchas will take it to him. I said, Sudais, you quote, hey, Qala Sheikh Al-Albani in volume 3 of his Silsila Ahadith Sahihah, his encyclopedia, Hadith number 1144. That is the Hadith number, that is the volume. Sheikh Albani quoted this Hadith. Allah Jalla wa'ala will forgive everybody on the night of 15 Shaaban. فَيَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ لِجَمِيعِ خَلْقِهِ إِلَّا لِمُشْرِكْ أَوْ مُشَاهِدْ. Except the and people who have that malice, hatred, rancor and enmity in our hearts. So you brothers and sisters, myself, all of us, if we are not talking to somebody, we have that malice, hatred, so clean it now. You know, in Afrikaans, they got the saying, Peter Blank, Vanestink, you know? So it mustn't shine outside only, and inside is smelling and stinking. Nay, Muslim must be clean inside and outside. So we got this few hours till tomorrow. So let us mend the ties and family ties. Daughter-in-law, you speak into your mother-in-law. Hajj time is 1-2 hours left for dua. One true story. One daughter-in-law came. She said, I want to ask you a question. Now, is that in Hajj, in Ihram? I said, ask. She said, just now, dua time, I want to make dua. My mother-in-law must die now. You see? So that is our people. I said, you must make dua. Allah give your mother-in-law long life. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil anbiya mursaleen Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabi ajma'in Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasanata wa qina adhab an-nar Allahumma izzil al-islam wa al-muslimin Allahumma ansur al-islam wa al-muslimin Allahumma ansur al-mujahideen fi kulli makan Allahumma ansurhum ala aduwika wa aduwihim ya arhamar rahimin Allahumma alayka bil yahudi zalimin al-muhtallin al-ghasibin al-mustawfin الملعونين يا رب العالمين اللهم احصهم عددا واقتلهم بددا ولا تبقي منهم احدا اللهم احفظ بلاد الحرمين الشريفين من كل سوء ومكروه اللهم طهر المسجد الاقصى من اليهود الغاصبين المحتلين قال الله تعالى في شان حبيبي ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا ايها الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. يا الله, these children are here. They have so much love for deen. Make them hafiz, make them ulama. Bless their parents, ya Allah. Bless their teachers. Ya Allah, everybody does so many favors. Today our Haji Muhammad Salim Asmal is here. Hafiz Basa is here. Our Dawood Monli is here. And so many other people are involved. Ya Allah, you reward them all in this world and the year after. Ya Allah, give us the big night with Iman and Islam. Make our khatima on Iman. Allahumma jal khayra ayyamina yawman al-qawqa fee. Ya Allah, make that the best day in our life, the day we come to meet you, O beloved Allah. Ya Allah, let us experience another wonderful Ramadan. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim. Wa arina manasikana wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati ma yasifun. Wa salamun al mursaleen. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ameen, ameen, ameen. Inshallah, the programs will continue on the radio stations.